This week, Google are to allow Bitcoin and crypto adverts starting on January the 29th. Alex Gladstein of the Human Rights Foundation reports on how Bitcoin is monetizing stranded energy. And the US government has filed a notice to sell $130 million worth of Bitcoin. Before we kick off, please remember to hit that subscribe button wherever you are watching or listening. Okay, let's dive into the stories from the week. Our first story highlights a report by Alex Gladstein, who is the Chief Strategy Officer at Human Rights Foundation. The report focuses on how Bitcoin is revolutionizing stranded energy in Africa. Not only is Bitcoin facilitating the financing of electrical infrastructure, but it's also expanding financial freedom across the continent. The report is a 20-minute read, but maybe if you're like me and you're a pretty slow reader, I would account for 30 minutes. It can be found in our newsletter, which is linked down below. Next, we move on to Lebanon for Peter McCormack's new documentary called Lebanon: Life After the State. He traveled to Beirut to understand Lebanon's economic crisis, political deadlock, and the collapse of any effective government. Going over, he expected desperation, but what he witnessed and showed in the documentary is the spirit of the people of Lebanon and how the locals were rebuilding the country. So this is a fantastic 45-minute watch, and it's quite refreshing after all this ETF and financial talk around Bitcoin over the last few weeks. Now to the Bitcoin Policy Institute, who have uncovered and reported critical shortcomings in the recent research from the United Nations University on Bitcoin's environmental impact. They identified in their paper three flaws, calling into question its validity for policy guidance. So the flaws included selective bias, as the study's literature review is based on sources that have been discredited and fails to consider newer research showcasing Bitcoin mining's potential to support grid reliability and advance the shift to renewable energy. They also highlight flaws with data misapplication and the methodologies used. But I will leave this for you to dive into more if you choose to, because they are really long reads and I've linked them down below. Moving on, we saw a 5-minute trailer for a film called No More Inflation about Bitcoin mining electrifying Africa. This seems to be a strong narrative in Bitcoin at the moment, as more people are just waking up to this use case for Bitcoin. So the trailer is just a really inspiring piece which demonstrates how Bitcoin mining is the solution to a real problem in rural parts of the world, highlighting how Bitcoin mining is enabling companies to bring electricity to these rural areas in Africa, which wouldn't be sustainable without mining. This video is really relatable and understandable to those outside of Bitcoin. So please give it a watch. It's only 5 minutes, and share it with a friend. I've been doing that and it's starting to click with a lot of my friends who don't even care about Bitcoin. And if you want to help the filmmaker or find out more, then click the link to our newsletter below, and I've put a link there to his website. Now on to the US government, who have filed a notice to sell $130 million worth of Bitcoin. Now, why do the US government have Bitcoin? That's the real question. The Bitcoin was seized from the closure of the Silk Road back in 2013. So $130 million worth of Bitcoin. Previously, this volume of Bitcoin might have been significant, but since the ETF approvals, it makes it look like just a minuscule amount. They may also be missing a trick by even selling it, but I'm unsure what the rules are around this in the US. Speaking of ETFs, Google have changed their latest policy regarding Bitcoin and crypto starting from January the 29th. They will allow advertising of Bitcoin ETFs. So expect an influx of marketing by these 11 companies that have Bitcoin spot ETFs. Initially, Google have said this will just be limited to the US, but a subsequent expansion at a global level is apparently planned. We finish at Cornell University, who have officially approved the first independent Bitcoin-focused study. So the pioneer behind this academic milestone is Ella Howe, a student at Cornell University who is set to embark on a unique academic journey that is centered around Bitcoin. This is a huge step in the world of Bitcoin academia from a very prestigious university. That's all from us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe wherever you are watching or listening, and click the link below to get all of the links to everything we've been talking about today. Have a great weekend.